In a moment, enjoy Best Plays on NBC. First, we'd like to remind you that weekdays, too, this station entertains you royally. For quiz listeners, there's a trio of top shows, Red Benson's Phrase That Pays, and our two newest editions, Second Chance and It Pays to Be Married. There's comedy with Bob Hope, interesting guests with both Dave Garraway and Tommy Bartlett's Welcome Travelers. And here's a reminder that beginning this Thursday, Counter Spy moves into the Thursday lineup. Right now, it's Best Plays on NBC.
From New York, where the American stage begins, NBC presents Best Plays, transcribed with John Chapman. Best Plays, a series of hour-length dramas selected from the outstanding successes of the New York stage. Now, John Chapman, drama critic of the New York Daily News, is here to introduce John Forsythe and Joan Loring in The Farmer Takes a Wife by Mark Connelly and Frank Elser. Mr. Chapman.
Thank you, Mr. Collins, and greetings once again to our audience. The comedy we have chosen for this performance is a type of which I am very fond, a warm and understanding picture of an interesting segment of American life. The play, The Farmer Takes a Wife, takes us along the Erie Canal in the 1850s, where the people called themselves canallers. Walter D. Edmonds became interested in those people, the place and the period, and he wrote a fine novel about them titled Rome Hall. Two men of the theater, Frank B. Elser and Mark Connelly, were fascinated by the novel and thought it would make a play. Elser wrote it, and Connelly looked over his shoulder. Connelly also produced it and directed it on Broadway, and it made a great personal success for its two principal actors, Henry Fonda and June Walker. I expect that now it's going to be a success for our own two principal actors, John Forsythe and Joan Loring.
We were 40 miles from Albany, forget it, I never shall. What a terrible storm we had one night on the Erie Canal. Oh, the Erie was a-rising, and the gin was a-getting low. And I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo, till we get to Buffalo.
America today has almost forgotten the Grand Canal, which was the Erie. For more than half a century, the Erie Canal was the life stream for the opening of the West, feeding men and supplies from the eastern seaboard between Albany and Buffalo. This story is an attempt to recapture some of the simple excitements of the people of that age, which began to vanish as the first railroads opened to the West.
What the Sam is that?
That's Fortune knocking on the ceiling. Lenore's about to be disturbing his patient.
What patient, Gammy?
Ain't you heard? Fortune set himself up as the first dentist in Rome, New York. He's working on his first patient now.
Who's that?
Lucy Gurgin, old Sal's wife.
Oh.
Tied up here last night with the worst toothache you ever heard. Sal brung her to the hotel for a few drinks, thinking it might help. And as luck or the devil would have it, old Mr. Fortune was sitting here drinking, and he allowed he was a first-class professional dentist as a boy.
Poor Lucy. I'd hate to be in her shoes.
Give me a drink, Gammy, quick.
Sure, Sal, sure.
How's Fortune making out with your wife, Sal?
Ah, he got the wrong tooth.
No.
He asked Lucy to point at the one that hurt it, and she pointed, and he pulled, but that warn't it. She's powerful miserable.
Land sakes.
I sure hope he gets her fixed up. We got hogs to haul to Buffalo.
I thought you wasn't going to haul hogs this year.
I wasn't. Me and Lucy just got the boat so it smelled reasonable when J.L. Fisher comes along and offers us a full cargo. So we took it. With the railroad coming, a man's got to get it while he can.
Now listen, Saul. Don't you get to believing them stories about the railroad wrecking the canal.
No?
Long as railroad tolls are as high as they are, we'll be running freight.
J.L. Fisher says it's going to be the best year ever. J.L. Fisher says the ice is clear out of all the feeders already.
That J.L. Fisher is so stingy he'd skim milk at both ends. Whose horn is that?
That's Molly Larkin.
Enos Larkin's girl?
Yep. She signed on Jotham Clore's boat as cook.
That Clore is a comer.
Too many folks let that young man think he's boss of the Hall Canal.
All gals is fools for boaters what fight for, Molly Larkin included.
Well, well, here's the new dentist.
Fortune, how's Lucy?
She's resting, comfortable. Give me a pint of bourbon, Gammy.
You got any money, Fortune?
It's all here to pay. It's anesthetic. For Lucy.
Ain't you finished yet?
We located the right tooth now. Just a matter of time.
$2, Saul.
$2?
Don't quibble, man. A woman's jaw is at stake.
Well, reckon if Lucy needs it.
I'll call you as soon as we finish.
Suppose he knows what he's doing?
No, he wrote a whole book on it. Says he's going to specialize on immigrants as soon as the line boats start going through the canal.
Hi, Gammy. How's the best lady bartender in Rome?
Keeping up on my shoe tops, Jotham Clore, which is more than I can say for some younger folk around here.
Hi, Sam. Give me a Jamaica, Gammy.
Your Molly's blowing for supper, Jotham.
Let her blow. What's wrong, Sol? You got a face like Keezer's ghost.
His wife is getting a tooth pulled upstairs.
You going for your supper?
I'm taking my time. Molly's getting too independent. She gets notional, too. Wants to be cook and captain both. She bossed her paw around like he was just a driver boy. Well, this year she signed up with a canola that's going to learn her different. Yes, sirree, Bob.
Knowing Molly Larkin, I wouldn't be surprised if you was going to learn a few things yourself.
She's a fire eater, all right. Had all the fellas on the canal hanging around old Enos's boat when he was alive.
You notice he ain't hanging around my boat, I take it. By God, I'll let two of them right at the funeral.
Here's your drink.
Here's to the canal. Yeah, that's good rum, Gammy. You got a card game going out back?
I run a hotel, not a gambling house.
Uh-huh. Looks like I got to go out back and find it for myself.
He's going to get his comeuppance someday, and Enos Larkin's girl is just the one to give it to him.
He's crazy for her, Gammy. They're going to marry.
Oh. Sam, if some of these other young boaters had some gristle on their bellies, she might have got a better article.
Well, it's done.
How's Lucy?
She's sleeping it off on the couch upstairs.
Is she going to be able to help load the hog?
After the bourbon, the anesthesia, that is, wears off, she'll be fit as a fiddle. I'll be up to Durhamville sometime next week. Her gums ought to be good as ever by then.
I better go up to her.
Just a moment, Sal. That'll be $4.
You said two.
I had to pull 2 T.
Well, the first one didn't count.
Lucy printed to it.
Well, I reckon you've done a good job. Here.
Thanks.
What you going to do with all that money, Fortune?
You still purveying them lottery tickets, Gammy?
Right here.
Let me have 2 of them. And another bottle of bourbon. Gee, fuss of it. That woman has a jaw like iron. Well, look who's here. The flower of the airy canal. Hello, Molly, dear.
Hello, Mr. Fortune. Hi, Gammy, Mr. Weaver.
Hello, Molly.
If you're looking for Jotham Clore, he's out back playing cards.
Well, he can just stay there for all I care. Me was supper ready half an hour ago, and I was supposed to be loading in Herkimer tomorrow morning, and him off gambling and drinking and fighting.
Well, that's the way a cook's life goes on the canal, Molly.
Oh.
I reckon that's why my old Annie ran off with that salesman after shipping with me for all these years. Said I weren't dependable.
Sit down, Molly. You're too excited.
I know I am. Gammy, do you suppose Jotham's right? Am I getting too notional?
Well, you are notional. All canal women is notional. Jotham just don't understand why.
Well, he don't feel things quite the same way we do. He ain't been a canaller long enough. Why, when the canal opened, my Annie used to fair jump out of her skin for excitement.
Most exciting time of the whole year, ain't it? Pa used to give me a ribbon on opening day when I was little. I'd like to have died.
You see? That's it. 2 weeks ago, when they started letting the water in, you started getting restless. Just the way Annie used to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always does that to you if you was born on the canal. Jotham don't know how to deal with canal women.
Well, maybe you're right. I'm still mad, though.
You're fixing to marry, ain't you?
We was. Well, I guess he's still the best fighter on the whole canal. Even in Albany, they admit he's the bully right now. He can even outdrink Mr. Fortune here.
Idle gossip.
Well, why don't you go back to the boat and wait? I'll send him along after the card game busts up.
Well, maybe I will. Would you like to come take supper with me, Mr. Weaver, seeing as how you ain't got a cook?
Well, now, that's right tempting, Molly, but I'm expecting a new driver boy from the employment agency. He's supposed to meet me here at the hotel. Then J.L. Fisher's coming over to give some commission, so I reckon I better stick around.
J.L. Fisher's got my pa's old boat now on the Swift Shoreline.
He won't run it like your pa done.
Nope. Nobody ever will. Well, see you soon, all.
Yeah, well, so long, Molly.
So long, Molly. So long. Molly. So long.
Oh, excuse me.
Huh?
This Hennessy's Hotel?
Bar's in there.
Well, I wasn't looking for the bar, ma'am.
Oh.
Agency sent me over.
Why, you must be Sam Weaver's new driver boy.
Reckon I am.
Well, he's carousing in the bar.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to disturb him. I'll wait here on the porch.
You're new here on the canal, ain't you?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Because if you wasn't, you'd be in the bar by now.
You don't live here, do you?
You mean am I a fancy girl?
Oh, no, no, ma'am. Nothing like that.
Where are you from?
Boonville, up the Black River. My name's Dan'l Harrow.
Pleased to meet you. My name's Molly Larkin.
Pleased, ma'am. You work on the canal, ma'am?
I'm a cook. Jotham Clore is my boater. Did you ever hear of him?
No, ma'am.
One with the loudest voice is him. You'll hear of him if you stay on the canal.
Don't aim to stay.
What's your hurry?
Don't know that I'd like the canal.
Oh. Well, last year there was 25,000 working on the main ditch, men and women. You won't be missed, I guess.
I can believe that.
Well, why'd you come for if that's how you feel?
I'm going to drive one of them teams that pulls the boats till I get some money. And I'm getting a farm. Got it all picked out up near Utica. It's fine to have land all your own.
The canal's all our own.
You ain't got a deed.
Well, my part's mine. I'd like to see anybody take it.
What about the railroads?
What about them?
The canal ain't the whole of life, you know, ma'am.
Oh, ain't it? Well, it is to me. My goodness, there's boats coming and boats going, and there's all kinds of people and smells and sounds. Naturally, though, you won't like it if you took such a frenzy for the farm.
Some things I like about it already.
Such as?
You.
You joshing me?
I don't josh about things like that.
Well, Molly, I see you're still... Oh.
Mr. Weaver, this here's your new driver, Dan Harrow.
Harrow? You kin to Henry Harrow?
My father.
By the holy dang! Henry Harrow's boy. Why, your pa used to run the Golden City. Yep, made a record run from Schenectady to Buffalo when the canal first opened.
That's right.
I thought you wasn't a canaller.
Well, I didn't say that. Just said that I'm hankering for a farm.
Yeah, how is your pa?
Pa died about 5 years ago, Mr. Weaver.
Oh, sorry to hear that, boy. I'd be glad and proud to hire you on as my driver.
It's awful nice of you, Mr. Weaver.
Nothing at all for Hank Harrow's boy. I'll give you regular wages, too, $12 a month.
But just fine, Mr. Weaver.
Come on, I'll take you over and show you the boat. She's named the Sarcy Sal, Rome, New York. Painted right across the back of her. Red belly with green stripes. Hope you like her, Dan.
Beginning to think I will. Which is your boat, Miss Larkin?
The Emma. Can't miss her. She's the biggest boat on the canal.
Let's get going, Dan.
Yes, sir. Well, I sure hope that we meet again, Miss Larkin.
Where are you and Clore hauling, Molly?
East. We'll be in Little Falls Wednesday.
Little Falls? Well, so will we. We'll see you there.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean... It'll be nice seeing you, Mr. Weaver.
Uh-huh. How come you're so consarned glad to be seeing me again when I practically changed your dieties for you and seen you all year, every year since? Wouldn't be Dan'l here, would it?
I just like to meet old friends on the canal, that's all.
Yeah, well, we'll be seeing you. Don't let that claw get mean.
I can take care of myself.
Well, Good night, ma'am. See you day after tomorrow.
Good night, Mr. Harrow.
Couldn't you call me Dan?
I only call canolers by their first name, not farmers.
You know, maybe I could be maybe a canoler. For a while, anyway.
You coming?
Okay, Mr. Weaver. Good night, Molly.
Good night, Daniel.
Molly!
I'm right here, and don't shout at me. My hearing's as good as it ever was.
Yammy told me you was waiting. Why didn't you come sooner?
You're lucky I waited this long.
Oh, now, Molly.
Don't now Molly me, Jotham Clore. You may be a big bully on the canal, but where I come from, we don't take kindly to men what lets a good supper go to spoil. I've just got a mind to walk off.
Now, Molly, I'm sorry. Molly.
Well. All right, Jotham.
That's my girl. I like you when your eyes change color like that. First they're full of fire, and then they get all smoky when the anger goes out of them.
Oh, come on. Get home to the boat.
I was just talking to Fisher inside the bar. He gave me a full cargo of grain to Rochester. Right up to the hatches.
To Rochester? What? I thought we was hauling dairy stuff to Little Falls.
We was, but we ain't. Why, that dairy cargo's so puny, wouldn't make half a cargo. Why, we'll have enough to get married out in this grain cargo.
Well,
what's the matter? If you mind solemn going east this trip, I'll tell Fisher. Is it?
No, of course it ain't, Jotham. I'll do whatever you want to do.
That's a good cook. You know, I'm so blamed hungry, I could eat me a horse. Well, I feel I could lick the whole state of New York tonight with one hand. Honey, when we get married, we're going to paint the boat white all over from top to bottom, and her name is going to be changed to the Molly Lark. What do you think of that?
It's nice, Jonathan.
Yes, sir. I'm going to parade you up and down the canal and say, this here's my wife, see everybody? And the first fella that looks at you sidewise even, I'm going to bust him right in the snout. Here?
Yes, Jeff.
We were chock-up full of barley. We were chock-up full of rye. And the captain, he looked down at me with his tarnal wicked eye. Oh, the rye was a-rising, and the gin was a-getting low. And I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo. Till we get to Buffalo.
Hey, Woody. Girl. That fire makes us skittish.
Yeah. Hold that bellies closer, will you?
Like this, Mr. Fry?
Hey, that's it. Yeah. So you're old Hank Harris' boy.
Yeah.
I used to shoe your father's team years back.
Yes, sir. I remember you. When I was just a little shaver, I can remember Pa coming in here with the team and me being so scared by the fire and the noises and the what all.
Listen. Listen to them idiots singing at 5 o'clock in the morning. You can hear them all over to Utica.
Guess there ain't much else to do with this fog on the canal. There ain't a thing moving between here and Syracuse.
You been on the canal long?
Just 3 weeks, Mr. Fry. Mm-hmm.
Well, you just want one shoe on the bay, don't you?
That's right. Mm-hmm. What you doing with the knife, Mr. Fry?
Well, the sorrel's got a corn scotting. I'm trimming the bars.
Well, you can't stop corns by cutting them out, not on a horse.
I've been doing it for 15 years.
But if he's got one started, it's because some other smith has been cutting out his bars.
Huh? Young man. Mr. Fisher sends me his best tortoise from Utica every week. What's good enough for him ought to be good enough for you.
You ain't shoeing trotters now, Mr. Fry. When a horse is hauling a boat or a plow, you got to let the heel of the hoof spread. Tie him up with a close shoe, cut out his bars, he can't help getting corn.
Huh. Well, if you want a dirty hoof, you can have it.
Well, I don't want a dirty hoof. Just clean out the back angle and leave the bars be.
Well, have it your way. You've got some of your pa's stubborn streak in you, eh?
What you do may be all right for trotters, Mr. Fry, but these fellas have got to pull again weight.
Well, bear a nice pair.
They ain't bad.
Hello there, canoler.
Oh,
are you
Molly.
Talking to me, Miss? Molly. Molly Larkin. Well, I heard you was around Buffalo, t'other end.
We was. Now we're short hauling for the Michigan 6-day line. We're tied up right in front of you. Thought when we come in last night, we'd like to scrape your deckhouse off. You must have been asleep.
I've been getting to bed early.
That's on account of your being a farmer, I guess.
I reckon.
Sam Weaver told me he was down here at Mr. Fry's. So I come down. I brought Sam some breakfast this morning.
Oh, that was nice of you. He ain't been feeling too sprightly of late.
What boat are you on, Molly?
Jotham Cloris. He's got the Emma.
Wasn't that Mr. Seatham's boat?
Jotham bought it last year when he won a prize in the Ohio lottery. Claims I brought him luck, so he's aiming to win again this year.
Well, that's pressing a little. When's the drawing?
Supposed to be Monday. Did you buy a ticket, Dad?
No, ma'am.
You wouldn't buy one, nohow, I'll bet.
Wouldn't be prone to, no, ma'am. Would you?
My boater bought six.
Oh. Wish him luck.
Them your horses?
Yes, ma'am.
You like them as well as mules?
Wait, you mean for canal work?
Certainly I mean for canal work. Think I mean for pulling the plow?
Well, no, ma'am. I thought you meant did I favor horses to mules as a general proposition.
Well, do you?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Weaver favors him, too.
I guess you two get along. Got a cook yet?
No, ma'am. Mr. Weaver's hoping that the woman he had will get fed up with that traveler man and come on back. I expect I'll be gone before then.
Gone?
Farming.
Don't you like the canal?
Well, it just don't seem staple. Or like the people on it well enough.
It was real pretty yesterday coming down to Oneida. Sat out on that chair there in the sun. Watched the birds coming north for spring. You like flowers?
Yes, ma'am.
Certainly is a mess of violets and patty cutters this side of Rome. I had the urge to get off and get some.
You ought to pick some of them elderberry blossoms. Make wine.
Boaters don't drink anything as weak as wine.
Yeah, I noticed.
Why, my Jotham can drink more than any two men on the canal. You know, he's been down there at the Etna house ever since we tied up last night. I went down to get some eggs just now, and he wasn't ready to come home yet.
Still drinking?
Mr. Purcell, the bartender, told me he expects Jotham to bust all existing records. Why, when my Jotham starts to drink...
I've got a mule and a name is Sal. 15 years on Erie Canal. Low bridge, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
I reckon he's busted them records.
My goodness.
Well, he's walking, ain't he? Morning, Jotham. This here's Mr. Daniel Harrow, Jotham. Ain't you gonna say how do or something?
How to do?
Find out who won the Ohio?
They sent the numbers over from Utica.
Yeah.
I was very unfortunate, but Sam Weaver drew one.
Oh, how much?
I don't know. $100, maybe.
Gosh.
That ain't nothing. If I'd been fortunate, I'd have won first prize. $15,000. Won by some female in Buffalo.
You're pretty near drunk, ain't you, Jotham?
I am mere disgusted with this fog.
Well, it ain't gonna lift for a while. You better get some rest.
I ain't drunk enough yet.
Mr. Purcell tells me you busted all records.
He said you come down and left word breakfast was ready.
Well, it ain't quite ready.
Why did you tell him it was ready? I hate a liar.
Now, Jotham...
I'm down at Etna House establishing myself as the greatest drinker in the whole canal, and you're standing here talking to whoever this is when you should be fixing my grub. You know, that's again my principles. You, sir.
Me?
I said you, didn't I? Why'd you keep my gal from cooking me my breakfast?
Oh.
I ain't stopped her. I ain't said a word.
That's right good for you, because otherwise I'd have laced you one. Molly, get on that boat and start cooking.
You get on it, and don't talk to me like that.
Maybe the time has come to give you a good lace.
That time ain't never going to come, Jotham Clore. Now get on that boat.
Molly, you ain't going to speak back like that.
Where you gone?
Back to the Etna. I got to work on my reputation some more.
Oh. Danged if I like him like that.
He was talking mean to you. Called you a liar.
Well, he knows I ain't no liar, so I don't mind that. I don't blame him when he gets mad, because I get mad myself when I'm notional.
You mad now?
By jeepers, I'm getting to be.
Well, if you should find out maybe that you really are, why don't you transfer over to our boat?
Oh.
Well, Mr. Weaver'd be right glad to have you as a cook.
Well, I ain't worried about finding work.
Oh, no, ma'am. It's just that he'd admire to have you, and the boat's so handy.
But I reckon you'll be quitting him soon and going to the farm?
Well, I was planning something like that.
Mm.
Of course, I might stay a few days extra.
But you're still sod on the farm, ain't you?
I reckon.
Well, I ain't worked up enough yet to quit, Jotham. Maybe he was just showing off in front of you. Boaters are very peculiar folks, you know. I guess I'll go cook him breakfast. See you again sometime.
So long.
So long. I guess Mr. Weaver'd probably let me come, but I mean, he don't eat much, and you know, I love to cook.
Well, yeah, that's true. He ain't much of an eating man. Mostly he's drinking.
Of course, there ain't much wrong with your appetite, I guess.
Me? Well, I've ate my share in my time.
But then you're going off to the farm.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I better be going.
Mm-hmm.
Will the cooking be good on the farm?
Likely not.
How long since you had a good meal?
I don't remember when.
You like chicken pie?
Oh, yes, I do.
Like griddle cakes in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, ma'am. I like them fine.
Why, you see, if you had some good canal food, maybe you'd just forget all about that farm.
Well, I'd never feel different about the farm, ma'am.
Oh. Well, it's no use me going on Weaver's boat, then.
Well, he'll get another driver.
Don't know whether I'd like him or not.
Well, Molly, look.
Yes?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, I'll be getting back to Jotham. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, Molly.
Oh, you farmer!
Molly, wait!
Well, I got your team all short, Dan. What's wrong with her?
I don't know. Suppose it could be because she's a woman?
Could be.
You'll always know your pal. If you ever navigate
what's this?
Here I can know.
Dan! Dan!
Hi, Mr. Weaver. Hi, Fortune.
Hi there, boy. Have we ever got news by the bellyful for you?
News?
By God, it's the first time it's ever happened on the canal. Sam here won third prize in the Ohio lottery. $5,000.
Oh, misty me.
Get up, Sam.
Here it is. Ticket D-2008. And we're going to Buffalo Thursday to get the money.
$5,000.
Already sent to Durhamville for a new 96-foot boat. Yes, sir. 150 tons. She'll be the grandest thing on the canal.
Get up, Sam.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the saucy sow?
Well, I bought this here ticket the day you hired on. I had a feeling you was good luck. And to show my appreciation, I'm giving you the saucy sow.
My scuffling. That's a fine present, Mr. Weaver.
Maybe it'll encourage you to stay on the canal, son. Well, what's the matter? Ain't you glad?
Well,
don't you want it?
Mr. Weaver, can I take a few minutes before I say yes? It ain't that I ain't appreciative, but, well, there's something I got to do.
All right, son, go ahead. Well, where are you going?
I'll be back in a minute, Mr. Weaver. Just a minute. Molly, I've got to talk to him.
I knowed you'd come.
Where's Jotham?
Still off drinking, have some breakfast?
No, not now. Molly.
Griddle cakes?
No. Let me say it. Molly, listen. Mr. Weaver just gave me the boat. He gave me the saucy sal. He gave it to me. It's mine.
For certain?
Yes, honest. Molly, listen. What I want... It's about getting married.
Yes, I know it is. You like me, don't you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I've got to say I do.
I liked you the first time I seen you.
Well, that's how I feel. What do you think about it?
Well, I don't know. You're going to stay on the canal a while now.
A while, but I'd aim to change your opinion, Molly. I'd try to make you see the farm at the end of it.
What if you found out you liked the Erie?
Well, then I'd stay.
Well, I'll just come and cook for you.
All right. You don't want to get married yet, huh?
Well, not yet, Dan. I mean, we don't know.
All right, Molly. It ain't part of my plan to make you unhappy.
Oh, the fog's clearing up. I'll get my things together. They're all packed.
What?
I was figuring on quitting Jotham anyways.
Is that all you're taking?
No, this rocking chair, too. It belongs to me.
I'll take it along.
Put it down.
Jotham, I'm leaving.
You ain't going no place.
I'm going to cook for Sam Weaver.
With this driver boy here?
He ain't a driver boy. He's captain of his own boat now.
Well, you ain't going no place. Now, you driver boy, get off this boat.
One ahead, Molly. I'll be along in a minute.
Dan, don't fight with
now,
us.
Don't worry, man. He's not. He's too drunk to make much trouble.
Please, Dan, he'd kill you.
Leave it to me.
Sure.
Molly.
I'll show you what it's going to be like, driver boy. See this fist? Well, try it on your face.
I'm sorry, Jotham.
Jeepers. What'd you hit him with the chair for, Molly?
Couldn't let you fight him, Dan. He'd kill you. Is he all right?
Just stunned. You shouldn't have done that, Molly.
Oh, that's all right. Come on now. Whew. You'll have to fix that chair, Dan. I want it up on the bow end of the boat so I can keep my eyes open for elderberry blossoms.
In a moment, Act Two of The Farmer Takes a Wife, starring John Forsythe and Joan Loring. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company. Now, Act Two of the Best Plays production of The Farmer Takes a Wife, starring John Forsythe and Joan Loring. Here again is John Chapman.
So Molly is cooking on the Sarcy Sal for Dan, and when she isn't cooking, she's sitting on the front end of the barge looking for elderberry bushes. And both are trying to keep their pact of not talking either about the canal or the farm. That's hard to do, because it's hard for anybody to keep from talking.
I've got me a boat and her name is Sal, 15 years on the Erie Canal. She's a good worker and a good old pal, 15 years on the Erie Canal.
Ahoy! Ahoy, the Sarcy Sal! Anybody home?
Fortune! Come aboard! Fortune!
Well, Molly, how are you? My goodness, you look just lovely. Let's see. Must be 5 months since we saw each other back in Utica. How's Dan?
Oh, he's just fine, Fortune.
Good.
He's off to the scalper getting a haircut. He'll be along home soon. Sit down. Have some peppermint tea?
Yeah, don't mind if I do. You two married yet?
We're fixing to do it right soon.
Wonderful. Where's old Jotham these days?
Ain't you heard?
Heard what?
About Jotham? He's been in jail.
Jail?
Yes, after he come to and found me and Dan had moved on to Albany, he come looking for us with a knife. Anyway, Sam Weaver and Mr. Fry the blacksmith, they tried to stop him, and Mr. Fry got himself cut up pretty bad.
Well,
Jotham landed in jail. Reckon he was pretty drunk to do a thing like that. Fortune, don't talk about it to Dan, will you?
Well, don't he know about it?
I don't know. He never mentions Jotham's name. Don't you think that's nice of him? Oh, he's such a grand man.
I hear Dan's made a heap of money hauling short freight for the railroad.
I hate doing anything for the railroad.
They pay a lot.
Fortune, A canal ain't going to be whipped, is it?
Tempus fugit, Molly.
What does that mean?
Time's his flying.
When I first knowed him, Dan'l said the canal weren't staple. But I think he loves it now, don't you?
Well, haven't you talked to him about it?
Well, you see, we made an agreement in the spring. He said he wouldn't argue with me about the farm if I didn't pester him about the canal. And then we'd see how we felt when the season ended. Oh, he's been so nice, Fortune. He ain't bothered me about it once. Fortune, I am in love with him.
Now and then, I've got that impression.
He's not like any boater I ever seen. I mean, he never gets drunk, mad or excited or anything. I guess he's a funny feller.
Well, hi, Fortune. Hey, hello, Daniel.
Who's a funny fella?
You're a funny fella, that's who. Dan, what's that?
A little present for you.
It's awful big.
Mirror for you to see your new dress in.
Dan, ain't it grand? Only, well, I mean, ain't it too big for the cabin wall?
Well, it was the nicest one they had, and it sort of took my fancy.
Oh, it's so handsome. Ain't it, Fortune?
Very.
Like me in my new dress?
Spin around. Jeepers, you look pretty. Huh, Fortune?
Like the face that launched a thousand ships.
Who's that?
Helen of Troy.
Well, Molly's prettier than any girl in Troy. Or Albany, either.
Oh, I guess you're right. You going to the fair tonight?
Well, he's planning on it. Meeting Sol and Lucy Gurgit.
That woman put me out of the dentist business by spreading a bad rumor about me. Seems that second tooth weren't the right one, neither. Looks like I'll have to try a new profession. You'd think in 25 years I'd have settled on one.
Fortune.
Huh?
Fortune, tell us about how the canal opened. You saw it in 1825, didn't you?
Oh, well, you've heard tell about it.
I want Dan'l to hear it.
Well, there were cannons strung all the way from Buffalo to New York. I helped fire one.
Here?
The minute the canal was opened, the water come in. First muddy, and the guns started going off right down the line as the water come in. More and more and more. I tell you, it was something.
Hear that, Dan?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I gotta be running along. I'll make a deal with a man for some almanacs, and I'm getting them really cheap.
Going to the fair?
Oh, I'll be there. Well, nice to see you again, Molly. Daniel, so long.
So long. See your haircut. Smells nice.
Told her not to put it on.
You look grand, Dan.
Already told you how you look. And who is this Helen of Troy, anyway?
Sounds to me like a fancy woman. You ain't gonna get interested in her, are you?
I'm pretty well satisfied.
How do you know? Never had no other girl but me.
Never wanted any. Just how you are. What's wrong?
You said that so serious.
Well, that's how I felt it, Molly.
Then, will you stay on the canal? Will you, Dan? I'm sorry. We promised we wouldn't talk about it till after the season.
Well, the season's almost over now, Molly.
Dan, do you know
what... Ahoy there! Ahoy!
Oh, I guess we ain't going to get to talk about it anyways. Here comes Sol and Lucy. Oh.
You ready for the pair?
Just about, Sol. Look at Dan. Don't he smell heavenly?
First rate.
Did I see that tooth put your fortune walking towards Hennessy's?
Well, he stopped by.
Better not stop by Lucy or he'll get an umbrella over his skull. Come on now, we best get going.
Well, ain't you gonna tell him so?
Well, I don't know as we ought to. It might spoil the evening.
Tell us what?
Well, it ain't really nothing.
Well, I think they ought to know, Sol. After all, he might come round when they ain't ready.
What are you talking about, Lucy?
Well, maybe you ought to know, Dan. It's Jotham Clore.
What about him?
Well, he's out of jail. He's tied up about five boats back.
Are you sure?
Well, I saw him gone into Hennessy's today.
Oh, he sort of hoped you two would get away before he found out you was here.
Well, Dan ain't afraid of Clore. Are you, Dan?
Don't make much difference one way or the other.
By golly, he's a savage fighter, Dan. He almost killed a man in Lockport.
Did he mention Dan or me?
Well, he did, but I give him no information. He was somewhat drunk, and I gave him a small section of my mind about his general orneriness. Sorry I bothered you with it now, though.
Well, glad, Sol. I had the feeling all along he'd show up sometime. After all,
I did take his cook.
We better get going, Lucy.
You two go ahead. We'll catch up.
Well, we could wait.
Lucy!
All right. We'll walk ahead slow-like.
What's the matter, Molly?
Dan, I'm scared.
What about?
Well, I don't know. I know you'd stand up to Clore if it come right down to it. You would stand up to him, wouldn't you?
I reckon. Would you be disappointed if I didn't?
Well, I couldn't take to you if I thought you was a coward. Besides, Dan, I gotta ask you about the farm.
Well, we wasn't going to talk about it, Molly. We was going to wait.
Your mind's already made up, Dan. I can tell.
Now, Molly, let's have a good time.
It is. It's made up. Why, you were checking up on your money this morning. And then you went to town and got a haircut and bought that mirror and everything. Dan, did you buy a farm?
No. Well, I did take an option on one.
You paid money?
Just for an option.
But we was going to wait till the season was over before we made up our minds, Dan. That was how we agreed it.
I know, Molly, but it's the best farmland north of Rome, and I just couldn't let it slip away.
But
it ain't definite yet. I've got 2 months to decide.
You have decided. You always was decided. You kept your promise about arguing, all right, but you never give the canal a chance. Even from the beginning, you never even bothered to notice how beautiful it was or how happy you was.
Well, that's because I was in love with you.
That's because you wanted me and the farm both. All the time you kept saying your mind wasn't made up, you knew about this. And all them things you've been buying for the boat, those things that are too big for it, that stove, and then 2 rocking chairs on deck, even that mirror you bought today. For me? Why, it don't even fit in the cabin. It's for the farm, that farm.
Molly.
Well, it's true. It is true, Dan. Now, you admit it. You wasn't playing fair. You wasn't.
All right, Molly, maybe it wasn't fair. Maybe I knowed all the time I wanted the farm.
Oh, you're just so sure, ain't you? I bet you even got this dress for me to go to church in.
No, I was hoping you'd use it to get married in.
Oh, you're so certain sure of everything.
You never even let me show you the farm, Molly. You might like
it. I hate it, and I hate you. I thought Jotham Clore was mean, but at least his meanness comes out where you can see it and deal with it. Yours is all underneath.
Oh, now, don't say that, Molly.
Well, you're even afraid to face Jotham.
I ain't afraid.
Using me like I was just nothing.
Now, Molly, listen, if that's how you feel, I'll go away. I'll go away right now.
Well, you go ahead.
Well, all right. That boat is yours. You can do what you please with it. You can keep hauling till the season ends, and then you can sell it or sink it, or you won't be using it next year anyway.
What do you mean?
Don't you see what's happening, Molly? In another year, the railroads will have made this a big empty ditch.
Oh.
And folks will go flying by in trains and say, look at that old wooden thing laying in that ditch. I suppose it was once a boat.
The canal ain't gonna die, Dan. Nothing can lick the Erie. I might miss you after you go, but one thing is sure. I'm gonna watch this canal grow bigger and more wonderful every year.
You're wrong, Molly.
Well, we'll just see.
I ain't waiting to see. I'm going up and get my farm. And if you ever want to find me, I'll be waiting for you up at 5 Combine.
I ain't never going to want you or your farm.
Goodbye, Molly. I hope you'll think kindly of me.
I hate you. I just hate you.
Goodbye.
Dan. Oh, Dan.
Hi, Fortune.
Well, Sam. Hello there, Sam.
Colder than a grave outside. Mm. Canal is freezing up already.
What brings you to Rome, Sam?
Oh, I got a letter from J.L. Fisher. Says he needs somebody to make a haul for the railroad.
You got your new boat in commission yet?
No. There ain't much point in putting her into commission now with the canal practically dying on its feet. I come up to see if Molly Larkin and let me use the Sarcy Sal for one haul. Nice to meet her here.
Well, she's been living here at the hotel.
Oh?
Molly ain't used the Sal much lately.
Well, how is she?
Well, she ain't exactly herself these days, Sam.
What's wrong? Is she sick?
Not so as you can see it. It's just that she's changed.
It's my opinion she's suffering from a broken heart. Ever since she and Dan split up a few months ago, she's just been pining away.
Hmm. Now, how is Dan?
We don't see much of him. Once in a while, he comes in the town for supplies or something. He looks right prosperous.
I reckon he knowed what he was doing, quitting the canal before the railroad come through.
What are you figuring to do, Sam?
Me? Mm. Oh, just raise a little money if I can make this last haul before she freezes and then head south.
What about that grand new boat you was building?
Ran out of money before she was finished. Still got her up on the ways. I guess she'll rot there. Let me have some blackstrap, Gammy, whilst I fill my pipe.
All right. But don't you strike that locofoco in here.
This ain't a locofoco. It's a Lucifer. They don't hardly stink at all. What about you, Fortune?
Well, I took the money I made and invested in almanacs. Their next years.
Where'd you get them?
A fella I run into at the American Hotel. Huh. He'd just come into town to sell them to the feed stores. And I told him the town was full of almanacs. But I didn't say what year. I bought them out for 4 cents apiece.
Hmm.
I can sell them at the feed stores for 6, and I got over 500 of them. Here, have one as a present.
Hmm. Oh, this is that comic almanac. Yeah, it ain't as good as the farmer's or the bachelor's register.
Yeah, and it's full of little thunderbolts of fun and humor. Listen to this riddle. Round as an apple, busy as a bee, cutest little thing you ever did see. Yeah, what is it?
I give her
a watch.
Well, I'll be.
He's got a lot of new ones like that.
I hate them almanacs. They always come around when the canal closes for the year.
There'll be plenty of excitement around this year. They're going to keep working on the Watertown and Rome Railroad right through the winter.
J.L. Fisher's hiring canallers right and left for railroad work.
That's a damn insult to any respectable canaller. That whole railroad is an affront to a man's dignity. Puffing and heaving and getting black soot over everything. I tell you,
here's your blackstrap, Sam.
Yeah, Fisher's coming in here most every afternoon, picks up a few canolas. He's got 500 already, I hear.
Well, here's one he ain't getting. After I make this freight haul, I'm going someplace else. Maybe down south. Well, hi there, boater.
Hello, Sam.
My gosh, you look as pretty as ever. Did you give him a letter?
I did.
What do you say? Can I rent your boat for the haul? I'll give you half.
I'll do better than that, Sam. Turn the boat over to you.
Well, I don't...
I never really wanted her anyway, Sam. I was just keeping her running till you come back.
Well, Molly, I don't know. I give her to Dan, and if Dan give her to you, well, then she's yours.
But I don't want her. So she's really yours. Team's on board. I'll get my things off as soon as I can.
Molly.
What?
What's troubling you?
I'm just tired with being a boat captain, Sam. Don't want the burden of it. I'm just a cook, and it's the job I like.
It wouldn't be Dan, would it?
Don't want to hear about him.
Still mad?
I ain't never been mad at nobody, Sam. I'm just plumb tired out, that's all.
Well, I'm glad you ain't mad at him, because he's on his way in right now.
What?
Yeah, I just seen him out the window.
I gotta go, Sam. I'll see you later.
Molly, don't be a fool. Stay and talk to him.
I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to see him. Excuse me. Oh, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Molly.
Hello, Dan.
Ain't leaving, are you?
I was just going.
Well, could you stay a minute?
We got nothing to talk about.
Matter of fact, they come all the way down from the farm just to talk to you.
To talk to me?
Uh-huh. It's about your horses. I heard you were laying up the boat. I thought I might buy your team.
Oh.
I'll give you twice what I paid for them when I bought them for Mr. Weaver.
I ain't interested in discussing it.
Well, Dan, we were just talking about you. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Weaver.
Well, well. Did you ever think the three of us would be standing here in the lobby of the Hennessy again? It sure is a coincidental world. What brings you to town?
Came to see Molly here about the horses. Want to buy the team.
Ain't my horses. I just turned them over to Sam.
No, just a minute. I ain't really accepted them yet.
Well, I don't want them. You do as you please.
Well, now, as I see it, we better sit down and straighten this out.
I ain't interested in talking to Mr. Harrow here.
Well, this is just business, Molly. It's got to be straightened out.
Well, just business, then.
Yeah. Now, what about these horses?
Well, that's for you to decide.
But I ain't got nothing in writing. I don't want to get involved in a lawsuit.
You got a paper for me to sign?
No, but I can get one in a minute. I'll go into the bar and get Fortune to draw one up. He's a kind of amateur lawyer.
Well, couldn't
Couldn't I just write it down myself now?
Oh, no, no, no. It's got to be all legal with whereases and covenants and such. Right, Dan?
That's right.
Yeah. So you two talk it over while I get Fortune to write it. I won't be a minute.
Well?
Well?
Here we are, alone.
I don't aim to take much notice.
How've you been?
Oh, I've been all right.
Figuring the winter here in town?
Till the canal opens up, I reckon.
Well, hope you have a pleasant winter.
Oh, I will have. Lots of fun around here.
Is there?
How's your little farm?
Even finer than I hoped.
Oh, that's good.
Next year, if you happen to be up the Black River, stop by and see it.
Might, if I'm up that way.
400 acres, when it's cleared.
Oh. Lots of woods on it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Maple, beech, cherry. Must be 1,000 cord.
Chickens, too, I suppose.
Yes, ma'am. Spanish black, sea bright, Shanghai. All healthy.
Be awful cold for them soon.
Oh, I got a good hen house. And the main dwelling. That's good, too. French colony.
Got, anybody working there?
Oh, got a big fat old woman. Does the washing and cooking.
Oh.
She ain't much of a cook, though.
Uh-huh. Thought you was looking thin.
If I had somebody could cook like you.
Are you making suggestions?
Well, I know how you feel about the canal.
You're right. I do feel that way about the canal. And I ain't going to no farm.
Oh, it's grand land, Molly. There's 80 acres.
Dan!
There's 80
Molly.
Acres cleared.
Got the papers?
We ain't got no time for papers now.
Clear, Molly.
Sal Gerge just come in the back way, and he says that Jotham Clore heard you was in town, Dan. He's coming over
it's
here.
Along the river, Molly. The best bottom land you ever seen.
Dan, did you hear me? Clore's coming over. He's got blood in his eye. He's still saying you run away from him that time when he got out of jail.
Yes, I heard you, Mr. Weaver.
Well, then...
You'd love that land, Molly.
Molly, get him out of here.
Maybe you better run off, Farmer, just like you did the last time.
Not till I finish telling you about the farm, I ain't.
He'll be here any second, Dan.
He won't be drunk this
I don't
time.
Give a good hoot. Listen, Molly.
Hello, Jotham.
Hello, Mr. Weaver. Hello, Molly.
Hello, Jotham.
You.
You addressing me?
I looked at you, didn't I? Your name'd be Harrow, wouldn't it?
That's my name.
That's what I heard. I've been looking for you for some time.
I've been around.
Maybe after today you won't be around so much.
Dan, get out. He's sober.
Jotham, don't start an argument.
That's just what I'm aiming to do.
Boys! Boys, come on out
here. Devil, get out. He'll kill you.
I ain't interested in him, Molly. Don't you want to see the farm?
This ain't no time for fun.
But it's a fine farm, ain't it?
Dan, will you get out?
What seems to be the trouble, Sam?
There's going to be trouble.
Molly, you'd love the place. There ain't a foot of sour land on it. Every bit I tasted was sweet.
All right, Mr. Harrow, I'm giving you 5 seconds to get your coat off.
Now, wait a minute. You want to kill each other? Do it on the towpath.
No!
Let him settle it. Plenty of room here. Nice take for two.
You're going to fight, Harrow?
I reckon. Molly. Molly, you remember what I told you. You're going to love that fat old housekeeper of ours.
Dan. Don't, Dan.
Come on, driver boy.
Oh, Gabby, I don't want him to get killed.
There, child. Sometimes these things got to be settled this way.
I don't want to watch.
Oh, that boy of yours can take care of himself, Molly.
Tell me when it's over.
We ain't even started yet. Jotham's got his coat off. Now Dan'l's got his coat off.
Oh.
He's handing it to Sam Weaver so it won't get dusty.
Oh!
Come on, Dan. Come on, driver boy!
There they go! My jeepers! That driver boy's a wallop like a
fool!
Poor Dan'l.
Oh, Gabby! Gabby! Gabby, I don't want him to be killed!
No. Fortune's coming. He's coming.
Sammy, get a bottle out quick. Dan'll throw Jotham halfway across the canal. Never seen anything like it in my life.
Oh.
He was swimming for the other side when I come in. The boys want a bottle of celebrate.
I'll get you the best I got.
Hurry it up. Here he comes.
Dan'll. Oh, Dan'l. You all right?
Never felt better. Now, getting back to the matter of the farm.
Oh.
You want that big mirror in the parlor or in the bedroom?
Dad, you sure you ain't hurt?
Of course not. Would you try it? Would you try it for 6 months, Molly? If you don't like it, we'll come back when the canal opens again.
Is that a promise?
A promise.
Well, it's again my principles, but... Oh, yes, Dad.
Hey, you two. You coming into the bar to have a drink?
Sorry, Fortune, we got to be going. You want to come along with us?
Where to?
We're going to get a license to get married.
Can I be of service? I used to be a preacher. Harrier, really cheap.
What do you say, Molly?
Well, we're going to need all our money for the farm.
All right, Fortune, you got a job.
Where are you going for your honeymoon?
Well, I reckon we'll take a train trip.
You do, and I'll personally blow up the whole dang railroad. No, sir. I'm a-sailing you two back to the farm in the Sarcee Sal.
Is that all right with you, Dad?
I reckon so.
We might be sailing back again in 6 months when the canal opens again.
Ain't you heard? Your talk, it won't open at all, kind of the railroad.
Dad.
It's help me, Molly. I didn't hear a word.
Come on, everybody. Down to the boat.
Wait. Come on. With all the champagne. Been saving it since the opening of the canal in 25.
Thanks. Hey. We'll be seeing you.
Bye, Gabby.
So long, farmer.
Let's have a song, boys.
Oh, the gals are on the police gazette, and the crew is all in jail. And I'm the only son of a gun that's left to tell the tale. Oh, the ERIA was a-rising, and the gin was a-getting low. And I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo. Till we get to Buffalo.